Henry Perez enters April 2026 sheriff's race, emphasizing law enforcement and community safety. Racine County I. Racine County, WI. Racine Alderman. Henry Perez has announced his candidacy for Racine County Sheriff, bringing decades of law enforcement, public service, and community outreach experience to the race. Perez, who currently serves as the 12th District Alderman on the Racine Common Council, previously ran for mayor in 2023. While he did not win that race, Perez says his desire to continue serving the community, particularly in the area of public safety, motivated him to run for sheriff. What made you decide to run for office? Perez said, running for sheriff has been a long-term goal rooted in his 20 years of experience as a police officer, including time as a shift commander and a school resource officer. He also has worked in juvenile detention, private security, and community outreach, particularly with youth and faith-based organizations. I didn't make it for mayor, so I thought, let me try for sheriff, Perez said. With my training and experience in law enforcement, and 20 years also as a security guard and business owner, I think I have enough training to match any candidate. Perez previously served as a police officer in Miami and has lived in Racine for over 20 years. He has also taught courses in cultural awareness to law enforcement officers and served as a pastor. What do you think is the biggest challenge facing the sheriff's department, and how would you address it? Perez pointed to staffing and supervision issues at the jail as the most urgent challenges facing the sheriff's office. We have to do the best job we can with the people we have, and with the people we have as customers as well, he said. Even though they're incarcerated, they deserve proper treatment and access to medical care. He believes that better discipline, training, and accountability at the jail are critical, including the potential use of increased surveillance to improve response times and ensure safety for both staff and inmates. Perez also addressed the countywide shortage of deputies, especially in rural areas. In the county, the officers may not be available for 10, 20, 30 minutes, depending on where they are, he said. When seconds count, you need to be prepared. To address this, Perez proposes creating a specialized unit focused on helping residents improve home security and learning personal defense skills. That would include crime prevention through environmental design assessments and training for concealed carry certifications. He also emphasized the need for all deputies to be certified in crisis intervention training, CIT, drawing on his own past experience as a CIT supervisor. What are the biggest opportunities related to the department? Perez sees untapped potential in expanding the department's reserve deputy program, increasing community engagement, and applying for more grant funding to boost department resources. We need to be creative with solutions, he said, noting that a full-time grant writer could help secure funding for training, surveillance equipment, and jail improvements. He also wants to expand community outreach by visiting churches, neighborhood groups, and other organizations to better understand local concerns. If traffic is your big issue in your neighborhood, let's figure that out together, Perez said. We need to meet people where they are. He also spoke about bringing a fresh perspective to a department he sees as in need of cultural change. As an outsider, I have an advantage, Perez said. I'm not used to the culture there. I might bring in a new culture, and as sheriff, they'd have to accept it. While acknowledging that his opponent, Captain Kerry Madrigal, may be the better-known candidate, Perez said he believes his experience, both in and out of the department, makes him equally qualified. If elected, Perez said he would serve a single term, with the goal of leaving the department and community stronger than he found it. Election coverage, the Racine County I, is committed to providing you with accurate, timely election information. We are your source for local news that serves our diverse communities. Subscribe today to stay up to date with the latest election coverage and other local news. Follow us on Facebook to make sure you get the latest news. Racine County I, journalism that serves.